I like watching, man, I like watching all those old, like, those battle movies, you know, the Gladiator and shit like that, and those things, fucking fun, man. I like watching the battle scenes. What always happens in those things, man, is there's always two armies that come to the battlefield, right? There's, like, the regimented army. These are, like, the professional army people. They've been learning to fight since they were, like, 5 years old. You know, they stand in perfect rows with spears. They just wait to fight. And they're always fighting some ragtag conglomerate of mountain people that didn't even know there was a war until the day before. These guys are, like, in the farm. Shit! They're, like, running to the, we got a war! They're running into their, like, mud huts and shit. Their wives come home, the guy's got, like, a pan in his hand. Will this hurt? You think this would hurt? Could I kill someone with this? We got a war tomorrow. What always happens in the battle is the rank and file army is just sitting there waiting patiently. And then the ragtag army, they're drunk. They're wasted in the movies because they know they're going to die and they're usually Scottish. And what they do is they'll invariably moon the professional army and then charge headlong at them. The first couple guys willingly kebab themselves on the spears. Because they know they're going to die anyway. It's ridiculous. And then what they show in the movie is the whole blood and guts and what happens in the battle. What I want to see in the movies is in the professional army, the rank and file army, the last four rows. What's going on the last four rows? Like, the guy's just sitting there. Oh, they're drunk. They're definitely drunk. That guy's fighting with a 2x4 with a nail sticking out of it. He's dead. Oh, I'm definitely faking dead this time. Are you kidding me? Does this look real? Like this? Does that look real? I've been practicing with the eye. Does the eye look real like that? It's twitching. It looks like I'm like a brain nerve problem thing going on. If not, I have ketchup packets. We can use those. Those guys followed, like, the people that followed Alexander the Great, I did some research on him, they followed him for 10,000 miles. 10,000 miles. And fought in all those battles. In the first couple battles, like, the first day, I would think it would be pretty cool, right? Like, you get your armor and shit. You've got your fucking cool sandals and a big sword. And a shield with, like, a griffin on it and shit. Walking around, like, fuck yeah, what are you kidding me? I'll fucking kill everybody. I'll kill fucking everybody with this shit. What'd you say to me? I'll fucking cut your head off right now. And then I want to see, like, if I was in that situation, I would feel awesome for the first day. And then after the first battle, if I survived, I'd be back at the campfire with my buddies. I'd be like, well, I'm fucking leaving. Are you kidding me? That shit was fucking ridiculous. Did you see the blood and the guts fucking everywhere? I didn't even know who was on whose team. I didn't even know. I was just killing. I killed like 10 people. We know I killed. I just took my sword and I was just swinging it like this in a circle around me and just spinning. You know how Gary lost his leg? Don't tell him I did that shit. I saw a guy facing backwards. I said, ooh, here's an easy one. And I fucking lopped his leg off. As he was falling, I was like, oh, fuck, it's Gary. And I started stabbing wildly at something like a tree. I didn't even know what I was stabbing at. And then I saw a guy with a 2x4 with a nail sticking out. I said, fuck this. I just started running. I stubbed my goddamn pinky toe on a helmet with fucking sandals. Sandals. Really? In a battle, they give us sandals? Are you fucking kidding me? I have splinters in my other foot. I flopped down to the ground. I said, I'm fucking dead. I said, you know what? I'm fucking faking dead. I took my sword and I put it in between my arm and my chest. I did this eye flutter thing. And I waited for the victory horn. That's what I would fucking do, man.